The best tea in the city, only on Kaya FM 95.9.
Good morning, I hope you're well. I received a tweet from Prince_Slippery. And he said, can we gather around and talk about this? He wants to know, when you've been cheated on, what stupid questions do you find yourself asking? The question being discussed today, all right, is about questions that you ask after being cheated on, all right? Because being cheated on changes you. You even lose your trail of thought and end up asking questions you don't actually need answers to. So what question did you ask finding out you were cheated on? After finding out you were cheated on. And you realized it then. Actually, I just asked a stupid question. Something that makes you chuckle. In this, even when in the midst of a storm, something will make you laugh. Not at others, but at yourself. So you did ask a stupid question once in a while. Is she Xhosa? Being cheated on will leave you bewildered with nothing but a lot of questions. Whether it was an emotional affair, a long distance, or long standing relationship, a one night stand, or whether it was just sexting, you always want to know the full details. But have you realized how many questions you ask yourself? Only after finding the answers you realize, that was a stupid question to start with. Like, infant. Like, okay, what shoe size is he? What size band? And because your partner is in a corner, they have no choice but to answer. Size 14. However, sometimes the questions you ask are unnecessary. Because the answers you will get might just send you straight to the bottle store. And utlor kapkeku karwa kwala today. So don't. Like, does she wear matching underwear? Huh. Did she touch my Tupperware? Before I get nuk lama shit wam, uya wa keza kala lumuntu aku. Sehleka na ngoba indlulile ngithi. Yeah. When you've been cheated on, you find yourself asking a lot of questions. But only later you realize that part of that lot was stupid questions. Hashtag questions after being cheated on. All right? That's what we're talking about.
Yo, so I'm one person who loves wearing short skirts. I love my short skirts.
Okay.
And when I found out Uguti, he was cheating on me, the first question I asked was, so was her skirt shorter than mine?
Hi.
That's what I asked, you know, because sometimes you want to run away from the question, is it,
yes.
What is it that she gives you that I don't?
Yeah.
So, Mina, I just asked Uguti, was her skirt shorter than mine?
Thank you.
That's all I asked. And I never got the response.
Yeah.
Listen, I mean, today we're talking about when you reflect after finding out, you soon realize, hey, there are certain questions I did ask. Mara, what was I thinking? Slippery, Prince Slippery is the one who suggested this topic. And listen, bring out the funny. In the worst situation, you will find yourself some funny moments.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on hashtag questions after being cheated on, as a topic suggested by Prince Slippery. One, these are questions on self-esteem. That's why you ask them. Your self-worth will take a knock. Because as you know it, love is, or relationships are, territorial. What's yours is yours. Knowing that someone has drank from your cup And nochal, they didn't even use a straw, can send a man packing. So he ends up asking, did you kiss him with your mouth wide open? The funny side of these questions. Number two, these are questions based on what? Trust. I mean, trust is the hardest thing to lose. All right? And broken trust, I mean, it's going to take you a while for you to rebuild. So, soon words mean nothing. So when you ask, does he shower before he sleeps? It is because she said she prefers a man that does. And should her side dish not shower before they even kiss? Ah! Trust is broken. Roga, auntie. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on questions after being cheated on is based on boundaries. I mean, your space is your space, including your partner, regardless of where they are. They are your space. Like I said, territorial. So, if you pack him lunch in your favorite Tupperware and he shares that lunch with his squeeze at work, you are justified to ask, did she touch my Tupperware? You know, we always talk about infidelity, cheating, and the effect of it, and we know. I mean, it's painful. I mean, it's the worst that you can ever put somebody you claim to love through. However, my question today, and that's exactly what our listener was trying to get at, to say, in the midst of it all, you do ask dumb questions. Can you reflect and laugh at yourself? You do. I get you're angry. You're frustrated. And then later you're like, yo, did I really ask that?
Yeah. I think for me, it's I felt embarrassed because I wasted an opportunity to ask a valid question. Curry. Yellow bone. What gets a yellow bone? And it was because of my own insecurities. This person, when they approached me, they said, yo, you know, the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. How? All the women he cheated with were yellow bones. So at some point I was like, and after that I couldn't ask any more questions because he didn't want to speak to me like anymore. I get like what is after Balipatri.
Yeah.
So I was like, that was such a waste of a question. Such a waste. But yeah, it's funny now that I think about it.
Why do you reflect this? JJ?
It's the cliche questions for me. It's the how many times? I really don't want to know how many times.
But you still ask it?
I still ask. It's the where exactly. And once he mentions the place, you will never go there with him because it'll be like, oh, so this is where.
So you, no, don't turn left. Why you want to turn left?
Why?
Because Batomobona happy. Everywhere.
I see the Roti Queen as well responded to questions after being cheated on. Yeah, she says, when you ask, who is this? And the answer is, I don't know. That answer just drives me insane. We talk about questions, in fact, answers to your questions that drive you up the wall. And that's why that response is driving you so crazy. It's infuriating you. Hence, your follow-up question is a dumb question. Today, I want you to focus on the dumb. I know I've touched you. I know I've triggered you. I know I have triggered you. I know. But what I want you to do for me today is simply that. Reflect and go back to those moments. And you realize, I actually just asked the dumb question. The answer that will drive you mad, it wasn't me. Yeah, it wasn't me. I didn't mean anything. It was a moment of weakness. It's not what it looks like. Au, perhaps. I can't say that only. Yeah?
T, uhlala kanjani ungabuzi size because uyazazi ukuthi maybe u fat, then umuntu lona bachithe naye, hey, maybe u size 8. Uhlala kanjani ungabuzi? Ngoketha bu uthenga ama Herbal Life. Awu.
Morning Uncle T. Mina bangibuza kahle ukuthi yini la ngipha yona abangangiphi yona. Yo, ngavele ngayithulela zangiphendule ke mina.
But what is the question that you asked in the heat of this argument that made you later on, after healing, obviously, that's like, yeah, he has been quite as an abuser, umpeto. Thokozani. Oh, sorry, you're on the wrong line there. Hello, TK. TK, how are you?
Hello.
Oh, Grant?
I'm good, sir, man.
Are you okay, man?
No, I'm good. Good.
Am I on speaker?
No, you know what it was.
Oh, much better. You're sounding better because I sounded like I was a bit
okay, full. It's fine.
Yeah.
So, when I was in Buzo, Bankai answer, I answer.
One piggies. What was the question?
The question I asked was good. So, Nanunza, the child protection on Shama Street, but the Shama Street, no, not a street, no, not a street.
Sure, I'm out of way. Why, okay, why Bumbus and Lumbus? Eh, TK?
Hello?
Why did you ask that question?
Sorry?
When you think about it, why did you ask that question?
You know, it's a very interesting one.
Because, yes.
After you got the answer, you like, but you really have to ask.
Thank you.
You really have to ask that question.
Thank you.
And your point, what are the people, and what are they aiming to, you know, to gain from asking such a question? But yeah.
Because the answer you got created more damage.
You know what, Timo? I only say, yeah? don't ask a question if you're not prepared to hear an honest answer.
Konomunye bambuze bathi uzoyimela lento oyenzayo na. Once bambhaca bathi uzoyimela na lento oyenzayo. What wafa fi? TK. Ha! Senzeni.
Hayi ntatele kae.
Ah, wena ukangwala buka he, wena.
Uncle T. You know? So, now question, I feel like I would do that. And they want to ask me, question. They want to answer my call. You? I was like, guy, don't I call? I was going to tell you, score so.
Is this the best you can do?
Like, yes, you saw it after. But I don't know. Umo, Kevin, when? Are you?
Yeah, it's a big one. Now it's like, I'm dark and tall, like, big guys in Yana. That guy, what's happening? And then how many times do you guys go to that, you know, those motels and everything? I was like crazy, Brachi. And it's been 2 years, but in the beginning, I didn't know, Brachi.
When I know. And then our Arab.
No, she didn't say anything. She didn't say anything, but he's bad, Brachi. That's bad. Even now, I'm still asking myself, but there was this guy, and he's like, no, they only go out for happiness. We can give Fadi Chikalete everything, but happiness, it comes first, but yeah, happiness, but.
So when you look back, ne?
Yeah.
Were you supposed to ask that question?
No, I was just supposed to say, you know, just keep quiet and, yeah, because it's hunting me, yeah, why did I ask the same question, why?
Why, man?
Why did I do this? Because remember, most of men cheat, and then if you cheat, then it's a big problem. You want to know, what did you do wrong? What is it? And it's only small things. So, yeah, I think now, I'll say thanks to that guy. And it's all about happiness. They only go out if they don't find happiness. It's not all about charity or whatever you got. You know? It's all about happiness. We always take them out to fancy places. And then, Bona, the guy at the and I just take him to a small restaurant. I just come back in a Russian and I'll cook. I don't do that.
I'm going to say
so
something.
So they find happiness out of it. Yeah, but I'll never ask again. Okay.
I'll never ask again. You know, as much as we're talking about something as painful as infidelity, you know how difficult it is to look at yourself in the mirror and reflect, especially after you feel less of who you are. Your self-worth has been shaken. But if there's one thing I have learned, is that humor has a way of healing you quickly than anything else. Humor is therapy. So the ability to laugh at yourself can actually save you from a lot of palpitations and heartburn. Laugh at yourself before they laugh at you. So says Mbali. And I agree.
The best tea in the city. Every Monday to Thursday from 9 to 12 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.